بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: ما نقصت صدقة من مال، وما زاد الله عبدا بعفو إلا عزا، وما تواضع أحد لله إلا رفعه الله عز وجل. رواه مسلم. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as we mentioned in this hadith, three very noble qualities are mentioned. The first part, we began the discussion, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا نَقَصَدْ صَدَقَةٌ مِّنْ مَالِ, that no one's wealth was ever diminished through charity. So the hadith encourages us, exhorts us to develop the quality of generosity, to spend upon others and to have this firm conviction in our hearts that by spending, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace whatever we spend. As we said, on the one hand, Allah ta'ala's, this replacement may take place in the physical nature of the wealth by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opening up for us doors of sustenance which we never even imagine, and it can take place also in the sense that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase the barakat and the blessings of this wealth. We are approaching the season. The month of Ramadan is the season of, like ulama ikram say, shahrul jood wal karam. This is the month of generosity. This is the month of kindness. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the famous hadith of Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which as a Shaykh Mawlana Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi has introduced his Fazail Ramadan, his virtues of Ramadan. The kitab introduced it with this particular hadith. It's a lengthy hadith. In this hadith also we are exhorted, or we are encouraged towards increasing our generosity. In fact, we are told in this hadith that if you give a fasting person something to eat at the time of iftar, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, كَانَ مَغْفِرَةً لِذُنُوبِهِ وَإِدْقَ رَقَبَتِهِ مِنَ النَّارِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your sins and it will become a means of your emancipation and your being saved from the fire of Jahannam. So sahaba ikram said to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, لَيْسَ كُلُّنَا يَجِدُ مَا يُفَتِّرُ السَّائِمِ, that Ya Rasulullah, not every one of us is in a position that we are able to feed people at the time of iftar. Many sahaba were such that they had nothing for themselves at the time of iftar. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to say and encourage them that this person doesn't have to be wealthy to have this quality of generosity. يُعْتِ اللَّهُ هَذَا الثَّوَابِ, Allah Ta'ala will give you the same reward even if it is a droplet of milk or some little bit of water, a sip of water that you give a person at the time of iftar. In fact, as I mentioned, the month of Ramadan is shahrul jood wal karam. And the famous hadith about the conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, particularly when it came to the month of Ramadan, that kana nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam akramun nas wa kana ajwadun nas. وَكَانَ أَجْوَدُ مَا يَكُونُ فِي رَمَضَانِ حِينَ يَلْقَاهُ جِبْرِيلِ فَيُدَارِسُهُ الْقُرْآنِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most benevolent and the most kind of people. His generosity, as we've seen in many, many ahadith prior to this, in this particular chapter, was mind-boggling. The level of generosity that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exhibited. Yet sahaba ikram say that if you had to look at the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ajwadu ma yakunu fi Ramadan, in the month of Ramadan it would increase another notch, another level. In other words, compared to the other 11 months of the year. And one of the reasons for the increased generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was that in the month of Ramadan Jibril, there was a special amal that would take place in the month of Ramadan, that the dars of the Quran, one explanation ulama ikram give of this is that up to that point, In the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as much Quran had been revealed, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make what our today's hafiz, in our layman's terms, what we call door. فَيُدَارِسُهُ Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would recite the Quran before Jibreel in the month of Ramadan. And there was some link with this special association with Jibreel that would take place in the month of Ramadan, particularly with the recitation of the Quran, that caused an even greater increase in the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Sahaba Ikram say, Al-ajwadu bil-khayr min ar-rihil mursala. They say Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would become more generous in the month of Ramadan than a blowing wind. He would become more generous than a blowing wind. Like a wind doesn't discern. A wind, when it blows, its coolness is experienced by everyone. Black, white, rich, poor, wherever, whoever. And all the time, its coolness, without any disparity or without any distinction. So in the same way, they describe the special generosity which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would exhibit during the month of Ramadan. And as I mentioned previously, when it comes to spending, there is that spending which Shariat advocates as being compulsory. 2.5% of your wealth, if it is gold, silver, rands, dollars, etc., and 10% if it's agriculture, etc., in other words, the masail of zakat. This, here there's no getting away. This is absolutely compulsory. So it is very, very, the practice of many people, although zakat is not specifically linked with the month of Ramadan, that you have to pay your zakat only in Ramadan. It works on a person's annual zakat year. The masail of zakat, obviously I'm not going to go into that now, there's not the place for it. But generally many of us have this habit that because of the barakah and blessings of Ramadan, we try to discharge our zakat in Ramadan itself. In other words, or the period approaching Ramadan is considered to be a person's zakat year. So it is very, very important, before any nafil charity that we do, any voluntary charity that we do, we should ensure that this obligatory command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fulfilled, and that our zakat is discharged, calculated correctly, which is itself an ibadat. Learn the masail of zakat, find out what it is that pertains to us, particularly with our zakat. And it shouldn't be that the month of Ramadan comes and our zakat has not been discharged. The warnings on the one side are very, very severe in Quran and Hadith, and the rewards also are very, very great. And as we mentioned many, many times, that a person, by discharging his zakat, he does not enter the realms of what we call in Shariat Kareem, a generous person. Generosity only starts over and above zakat. So let us ensure that our zakat at least is discharged. And then over and above that, we find that many times before, I've mentioned this also, that there are certain times or certain periods in the year where a particular amal is specific to that period. And when it comes to our nawafil, etc., a person has an option to do many avenues of khair, many avenues of good, many nawafil. But he should give preference to the amal that is specific to that period. Classical example of this, ulama ikram give, is a person sitting in the haram of Makkah. He's got an option. He can read Quran, he can make zikr of Allah Ta'ala, or he can go for tawaf. But outside the haram of Makkah, all these three things are nafil. They are voluntary practices. Outside the haram of Makkah, he can make tilawat of Quran, he can make zikr in South Africa also, anywhere up in the world. But tawaf is specific to there. So because the amal of tawaf is specific to that place where he is, so at that time, that will be the most superior amal for him, and he should give preference to it. That doesn't mean he don't read Quran, don't make zikr, etc., but give preference to tawaf over every other of the nawafil. The special reward of feeding the fasting person at the time of iftar, this is exclusive to Ramadan. That is when everybody is fasting. So there you will find the mufattirin, the people that are making iftar, So to, in this month,